And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin filling in here this morning with us, our co-host here, great, extraordinaire. Great to have Corey back in the studio. And boy, do we have a great guest for you today. Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, is in the studio. Going to be talking about Yamaha Outboards, Parker Boats, and fishing, of course. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The Western Outdoor News Big Fish Challenge is back again for 2019. It lasts all summer long, and every time you go fishing, you can win. Fish when you want, as often as you want. There are six fish categories, and a low entry fee of just $10 per category. Or why not go all in and enter all six categories for only $40? Check onebigfish.com for complete details and to enter today. You can win both weekly tackle prizes and the grand prize in each category you enter. $30,000 in cash and prizes are up for grabs. Anyone can win as long as you enter. Categories include bonito and barracuda, yellowtail, white sea bass, halibut, tuna, and ling cod. Big Fish wins in each category each week. Simply take your fish to one of the many weigh stations, upload your photo, and your catch is in. It's all sponsored by Mercury Outboards. Enter now at onebigfish.com. You're going fishing anyway, so why not enter and win? Check Western Outdoor News each week and be sure to enter at onebigfish.com today.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, and I'm stoked to be in here with you, Pete.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Corey. You've had a busy time here, and you've been at Lake El Salto fishing, huh?
Yeah, for the last week. Actually, I've been back a few days, and I was down there an entire week, and I don't know. I'm ready for a siesta.
Yeah, really? Going back tomorrow again?
Yeah, going back down for a whole nother week. Can you believe it?
Fun, huh?
Spoiled as it gets. I know, I admit it.
Yeah, you're kind of into that drink water bass fishing, huh?
Well, it's so similar to calico fishing, it blow your mind, really.
Yeah.
I mean, those who have done it know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Reaction, you get numbers down there, right?
Numbers and reaction bites and like the 5-inch, 6-inch swimmer through all the trees and junk.
Yeah.
And it's just like coming down the lanes on through the kelp and getting calico bit.
What do you hear about the calico bite right now?
It's kind of tough up and down.
What's the story on that?
I'll give you my opinion, and I think the last 5 years they've been used to 69 to 79 degree water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is really the first winter that they had water temperatures, you know, down to 60 degrees.
Yeah.
58, 60 degrees. So right now, I mean, it's kind of the lowest water temperature they had in the last 5 years.
And it's not warm for July right now. It's like high 60s.
Right. I mean, it's totally doable.
Yeah.
But think about it. It's the lowest water temperature they've seen.
Yeah.
So.
But I got to tell you, this week out at Point Loma, the kelp is as thick as I've ever seen it.
It's coming back very strong.
Yeah.
So I haven't been out calico fishing in 2 weeks, right? But the kelp was coming back so strong and beautiful and just golden kelpy color and just fresh and nice looking. And it's stoked to see it. And the bites are there, but they're very difficult to come by. And there's still a little bit of red crab around. There's all kinds of little nuances, you know, going on that that are holding it back a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you start to see the half-day boats starting to put some numbers in now in the afternoon when the water warms up a little bit.
But it's so strange, right? Because the afternoon calico fishing on the half-day is usually in, like, you know, April, May, right?
Right.
And here we are in July.
I know.
Take advantage of it. It's good fishing.
It's starting to go off.
I'll tell you, the 14-inch calico limit, I mean, that's a darn good-sized fish,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's cool that they still show the releases, too.
Right. I mean, just to show you the numbers they're getting. And And I love getting out there on my Parker Big Bay 21 and doing it.
That's right. You are a Parker boat owner for many, many years. And Kevin Kelly is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And
good to be here.
Fantastic have you in the studio and talking about Parker boats. And let's get a live report on the water right now from our good buddy, Captain Benny Florentino. Good morning, Benny.
Talking about calico fishing. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to get some, let you know about the calico fishing. Hope all is well. That calico bass fishing at the island, Catalina, I'm talking about, is just tremendous. You're getting them on jerk baits. You know, the Colt Sniper 140 is working really, really well. Surface iron, A-rig with Corey's 4-inch, natural colored swim bait. But every day we've been getting anywhere from 80 to 100 plus calicos, up to 6-7 pounds. It's just phenomenal bass fishing at the island. Locally on the beach, it's been a little tough, but the afternoons, you can get a bunch. You can get a bunch. Guys, if you're out there wanting to go calico fishing, get out to the island. There's a lot of boats around on the weekend trying to fish yellowtail, but that calico fishing, if you just bypass the yellows, you can catch a ton of calico bass. Yesterday we hooked three giant yellows too and got busted off on a reef because all the calico fishing's been either a reef or right on the beach.
Nice. And that 14, Corey was just making reference to that 14-inch size line. Have you seen the effects of that over there at Catalina?
Oh, you're catching, yesterday we caught a lot in that 12 to 14 range, but man, the quality. We were getting anything from like that 2 to 4 pound, steady 2 to 4 pound stuff, a lot of fives, and a handful of sixes.
Whoa.
That's beautiful.
That sounds, time to go to Catalina, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, roger that, roger that.
Yeah, and so, do you have any spots available? I know we booked you on the show here at the end of September because you're so busy. Do you have any spots that people can come fishing with you with Coastal Charters?
Well, I don't have anything open till probably near the end of August during the week. All my weekends are booked, even going into early September. So if somebody has the time off and want to take advantage of this great yellowtail fishing, and also I foresee some yellowtail moving into our area here in the next couple of weeks because there's just way too many fish at the island. And during the week to get on that trophy yellowtail stuff is pretty good. So But yeah, mid August. But if they want to contact me and if something comes up, they can do that at 310-779-0397 or www.fishcoastalcharters.com, and they could send me a DM, PM, text, and you know the deal.
Yeah, fishcoastalcharters.com. And Benny, when you say our area, where is that coastal area that you're fishing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Anywhere from Palos Verdes to Santa Monica.
Wow. Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
so that's
South Bay.
Cover a lot of area.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right, Benny Florentino, thanks for that on-the-water report. Did that get you going there,
Corey? Oh, are you kidding me? I love it, Benny. Yeah. That's definitely good stuff. And Catalina's been firing the last handful of years, too, huh, Benny?
Yeah, roger that.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, again, thanks for letting me get on the show, and you guys enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll see you in September, Pete.
All right. Thanks for the call, Benny. Appreciate that. That's a good way to start the broadcast here from Captain Benny Florentino. And, of course, that's what you do on Parker boats, is you can make a run to Catalina in no time and get on that yellow and calico fishing. I mean, there's a lot of them out there, right?
Yep. I was there on my brother's boat last weekend, and a ton of Parkers over there, every
yeah.
place you look. And, the calico bite was great. We had fresh squid, and we got one, every time.
Yeah.
A lot of them were shorts.
Yeah.
And we had some 14-inchers. We ended up throwing them all back. But
nice.
It was
good fish.
It was on.
Yeah. So tell us about what's been going on at West Coast Marine Parker Boats. Of course, the new location here in San Diego, right? How's that going? Bob Aronson, the mechanic extraordinaire, putting things together?
Yeah, we have that new location down here off of Marino Boulevard on Mission Bay area. And it's doing great. They're open for service, taking reservations for Yamaha engine service. I have a couple of Parker boats there on the lot to look at. I think there's a 2320 down there and a 21 deep V center console.
Okay.
So guys are welcome to show up and go aboard. The guys inside give you the key and take a look.
That 21 deep V center console, I used to have one. That is a fishing machine and a great offshore boat.
It's a big 21.
Big 21. Yeah.
It really is.
8.5-foot beam. And
plenty of freeboard, and yeah, that take you anywhere you got to go out here.
Yeah. And what do you power that with?
200.
The 200.
Yeah.
The new 200.
Yeah. The four.
Okay.
The
inline four?
Inline four 200.
Wow. We must get phenomenal fuel economy with that.
Yeah, they're probably, I think it's up in like 3.5 miles a gallon.
Come on.
Maybe more.
That's crazy.
But
yeah,
but that's a big engine.
Yeah.
And that powers that boat just fine.
Yeah.
That's crazy economy. I have the 150 on my 21 Big Bay. And I get on average about 3.8 to 4 miles a gallon,
and
which is phenomenal, right? But
right. But
just to have the Yamaha and nearly it's over 13 years old, and let me tell you, I didn't run it a lot for a couple of years, and people that know me and know my life know why, right? So I didn't run it for a couple of years. I was kind of biting my nails, like, man, what am I going to have to do to this thing? I was kind of fretting it, and very little work at all was done to it, and that thing purrs and runs like unbelievably smooth,
It's a Yamaha.
I love it.
Yamaha. And they have that special incentive going on right now, right?
It just started. It's like an extension of the one that just ended.
Right.
Extends
your warranty.
For 5 years total.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Five years instead of 2 years.
Five instead of three.
It's five instead of three. So an extra 2 years.
Well, Yamaha warranty on boats. I forget when it ends, but it started on the
15th. It ends at the end of August. So, So be sure
perfect,
to take advantage
perfect
of that.
Time to take advantage of that.
Yeah, and that's on repowers or new boats, right?
Correct.
So if you buy a new Parker, you get a five-year warranty. If you buy a repower and repower your current boat, you can get the five-year warranty.
Yeah, it's mostly designed for the dealer, but we're able to participate in that program. Because of the association with West Coast Marine Service.
Yes.
I do have to pay a little bit to participate, but that's all, thrown into the deal.
Yeah.
And made so it, you know, it's a just an extension of the warranty.
What a killer deal. That, I didn't know you had Bob Aronson, the Wizard, involved, too. I mean, that's that's as cool as it gets.
Yeah. Gonzalo, who is one of the owners of the company of West Coast Marine Service, has known Bob a long time.
Yeah.
And it was just a natural to team up with him. And I think, you know, it's been a great, great mix.
The Wizard.
Bob is a wizard. Yeah, uh-huh. He is so good. And he's the guy that's doing your work down at West Coast Marine.
He's the lead mechanic
San Diego.
Down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't have to travel around in his truck now.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a spot there.
So Parker Boats, the cool thing about Parker Boats is they don't build a zillion different models. They build specific models specifically designed for fishermen, which is West Coast fishermen in particular, right?
Yep. They, 40 years now building boats?
Yeah.
And they're the pickup truck of the boating world.
Yes.
You know, it's a total utility boat that's not overly fancy and, you know, made to show up at the yacht club and show off or something. This is go out and go fishing with your buddies and hose it off when you get back.
It's a workhorse. It's really, there's a reason why I own one. There's a reason why Ricky owns one. Brandon Hayward.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
a lot of, I mean, you look at
there's a lot of them.
Dwayne Diego and a lot of the guys, you know, that do it every seasons. There's, and that's what's funny. Yesterday I'm having lunch with Doug Kern and Frank Lopresti at Pizza Nova there, and we're looking over at all the Parker boats. There are the Three Seasons boats, Doug's boat, and then there's my little boat. He goes, when are you going to get a Parker again, Pete? I know. I'm working on it. I'm working on it for sure, but definitely. There's all the guys that are hardcore anglers.
Yeah, Dwayne Diego.
Yeah.
And he has two boats now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'm fortunate
that
those guys put their faith in the Parkers to get in there and get them back.
Yeah, no doubt. So go over the different. There's not a huge line, so go over the different models that are right for fishermen.
Well, there's the standard center consoles, and they make them in the 18, 21, a 23, a 25, and a 28.
Oh, they do make a 28 center console.
And their designation is 2300. The 00 is the designation for center console.
Center console.
And then you go up to the pilot houses, which is the 2120, 2320, 2520, and the 2820. And those are all the pilot house boats where you have a huge aft deck.
21, 23, 25, and 28.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And then those are the pilot house boats. And then they have the one walk around, which is the 2510 and a 20.
Walk around cuddy.
Yeah, and so the deck is the same level as the helm station. You're not stepping down. And they make that in a 25 and a 28.
Okay.
So those are the main lines.
Right.
There's some other bay boats that are in there that we don't see a whole lot of them out here.
And it's crazy. I don't understand because the inshore bass fishing is so popular here, right? That boat, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the bay boats were made for the Florida, Louisiana style.
No, that's correct. But they had a useful purpose out here.
Big time.
And I just haven't had a huge demand for them.
I'll tell you what's nice is it's so open. It's like a flat style boat, but I think it's too heavy for their style, but it's so well built for our coast, West Coast.
And I fished on your boat, and it is a
so
solid
stable.
Machine. You could take that Clemente no problem.
Oh, I've had it over to Clemente many, many times. And it's one of the driest boats. It's absolutely incredible. It's got like the reverse chime where it spits the water out to the side instead of in front and getting spray, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can have three individuals that my size are over 200 pounds on one side of the boat, and it barely leans. It is so stable. It's incredible.
Yeah, and it's a big boogie board.
I love it. It is. It's 21-foot, 8.5-foot beam, and it's wide all the way up to the front. I love it.
Yeah. Well, Parker builds fishing
solid
boats. They build boats designed
and designed by fishermen and for fishermen here. And it's a perfect West Coast boat.
Yeah.
And, therefore, West Coast Marine, right?
West Coast Marine.
Yeah.
And you can take them and modify them to make them even better out from the factory.
Yes.
Especially for our West Coast style of fishing.
Right. We'll put bait tanks on there, right? I know you work with Mark at Pacific Edge a lot, and Randy over at Blue Water, and all the guys.
And we put big bait tanks on the deck.
Uh-huh.
You know, we put lots of rod holders on them and towers. You know, they don't use that kind of stuff back east.
Yeah.
So when they get here, they get highly modified, but the Parker lends itself to that modification work. So we add extra batteries for house bank of batteries, and so if you're on a big drift, you're not going to crater your engine battery.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that can be done and, you know.
Customize.
And
basically, when you buy a Parker boat, unless it's in inventory, when you order one, it's kind of like a blank sheet of paper. And it's like, what do you want your boat to be like, right?
Yep. And even the ones that, you know, are inventory, you still have that ability to customize
it. Customize it.
Yeah. And who better to have involved than Aronson and Mark Wish with the bait tanks? And bring it to the West Coast. We'll fix it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the towers from Fishing Boats Unlimited. And Randy also with Blue Water Bait.
Yeah.
We buy tanks from him also.
Yeah. Top of the line stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, and, of course, your fishing stories, too.
Yeah, absolutely, and there is a lot going on in the ocean, too, and the crazy yellowtail fishing at the islands and talking to Booger and, you know, hearing about all the good fishing down there. And we got a lot coming ahead on the show. Like you mentioned, Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine and Parker Boats, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego, speaking of Booger. You give us a shout today at 8. It's been a while,
833-288-0973. That's the toll-free line you can get through right now. It's always a busy morning, but there's lines open right now at 833-288-0973. You'll talk to our buddy Adam over there, and Adam will put you in the lineup and get you going.
And like I said, giving away that full-day trip on to San Diego, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Tired of asking your smart speaker for the time? How about using it to listen to the best sports talk in town? Duh. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. And Kevin Kelly from Parker Boats.
Yeah, Kevin was just talking about the big Transpac race, and of course heard the story about the sinking of OEX about 200 miles offshore on the way to Hawaii for the Transpac race. You got to see the start on Saturday, right?
I didn't see Saturday. I didn't see the start. I was at the west end, and we saw a couple of boats go around the west end.
Ah, okay.
And the big ones, Comanche and Rio.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's pretty dramatic. First time a boat's been lost on that Transpac race.
First time. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so this is a 70-foot sled, they call them, built for racing, built for that exact trip, right?
Go fast downwind.
Go fast offshore. Multi-million dollar boat, and they hit something about 200 miles offshore, tore the rudder off, and next thing they know, the boat is down. 2 o'clock in the morning, you said.
2 o'clock in the morning. It took about an hour, and the guys got off in the life rafts. Boat
call. How many crew? 7 or 8?
I think there was 9.
9 crew, yeah. And then they called their buddy Piwacket, Roy Disney, right, who's been doing that race for many, many times.
They put out a mayday, and Piwacket heard it, and they were only 3 miles behind him.
Wow.
And they altered course a little bit and then came up alongside the life rafts and plucked him out of the life rafts. Took the life rafts, stored them on board, and then watched OEX sink, the rest of the bottom.
Crazy story.
Yeah, and of course, there went Piwacket's race, but that's part of the rules of the sea is you take care of your brother in there.
That's number one rule.
Yeah, no matter what, if somebody's in distress in the middle of the ocean, you take care of that.
You help.
Yeah, and of course, the possibilities for Piwacket. They've been planning for 2 years for this race, and I'm sure they were tremendously disappointed, but they were very fortunate and I'm sure thrilled that they were able to save their friends.
I think so. They all ended up flying to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Once they got back, the whole crew did go to Hawaii
and meet the rest of the boats coming in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine. I think the trip would probably take a week or so, I'd imagine?
Yeah, no, the fastest boats do it. The record's 5 days.
5 days, okay.
1 hour, but most of them are doing
it's like 23
8 or 9 days.
8 or 9 days. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'd rather be on the Hawaiian Islands for 8 or 9 days than on a sailboat.
Yeah.
For
8 or 9 days. Well, but these guys live for that.
Yeah,
though.
They do. Yeah,
it's pretty fun. I've done it twice.
You've done this, the Transpac race twice?
Yeah, in 1981 and 1989.
That's crazy.
It's got to be exciting.
It is.
And were you on a fast boat?
Yeah, fairly fast, yeah.
Yeah? How many days did you do it in?
I think the first one was 11 days something, and then the second one was 10 days, 1 hour.
Wow.
What a story.
Yeah, amazing.
But the same damn thing can happen out here.
Oh, yeah.
With us fishing.
Yes.
You
need to carry your safety equipment, guys.
You're flying along and you hit a log or you hit something, and same damn thing can happen out here. And everybody's got to know that.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Very important to have your safety gear. I know on my boat I have a ditch bag with an EPIRB in it. And a light,
life preservers, extra water, different things like that.
And I think that's the moral of the story for us is prepare a ditch bag.
Yeah. And at minimum, really. I mean, reality is you really should have a deployable life raft on your boat.
But, yeah.
I mean, those are...
If there's, you know, space and...
If you have space. But certainly at a minimum, a deployable ditch bag readily available. Not just life preservers, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, a working radio.
Personal EPIRB.
Yes.
There's a lot of that stuff out there that we all should have out there.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
If you're chasing the tuna, you know, out to the butterfly, who knows?
Yeah.
You're out there by yourself half the time.
Yeah, it can happen. I had a friend hit something last year on their 35-foot boat, and the boat's gone. They're in the water, right? Their life raft was out of service. The life raft didn't work, and they were in the water. Unfortunately, the Navy came and saved them. They were close to Clemente, and they put they had an EPIRB, fortunately. Otherwise, they may not be here, and they put that out. But that's just an example how safety at sea is a very, very important thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can learn more from Coast Guard Auxiliary about safety at sea, and talk to the Coast Guard, and that's their job is to make sure that you're safe at sea.
Educate and inform.
Yes, no doubt about it. All right, speaking of education and informed, let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. This Cast Tours report is sponsored in part by the Fish Bros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they have the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Bros to market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky fish. They had fresh white sea bass the other day I was there. Oh, my gosh. Looked beautiful. And, of course, they have their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers, too, at their convenient Liberty Station location, or order it online at fishermansprocessing.com. And the spices and rubs are now available at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, which is great, right there next to the Dana launch ramp. Johnny's got them down there at Dana Landing. And I went fishing on Wednesday and had Fisherman's Processing while I waited process my fish Thursday morning, my yellowtail. In a matter of 15 minutes, they were done, vacuum-packed, in perfect shape, ate it last night. They do such a great job.
Can't ask for anything
nicer. Why would you fillet when you have them, right?
Right.
It's pretty amazing. Hey, good morning, Castman.
Morning, Pete. You know, talking about that, the fish processing there, when I had that yellowtail I caught on that searcher trip, they were telling me they can process 2,200 pounds of fish an hour.
Wow.
When they're really rolling. And I'm going, man, that's over a ton of fish.
Those new Anza knives are flying down there.
Holy moly. You don't want to get in the way of those knives, man. You'll be delayed in a second. So.
Yeah, for sure. So what's happening down in the Baja, Castman?
Well, you know, it's things are just really weird down there this year. You know, you keep hearing them talk about it's basically April, May fishing when it should be, you know, July, August fishing. But it's one day you got blue water, and later on that evening or the next morning it's green water, and those currents are just really weird down there. You know, that's why they're – I think you were talking with John Ireland on the show last Sunday where they caught close to a 30-pound yellowtail, and I'm going, then you mentioned it. Well, you know, thermocline down below. So it's really kind of got things screwed up. I mean, there's fish, but you got to kind of hit it at the right time at the right area. For instance, La Paz, when they got the right water, they're getting, they're getting a nice Dorado bite. They're getting some yellowfin tuna there. San Jose del Cabo, the same thing, fishing up inside the Sea of Cortez at the Iman, the Vinorama, and the San Luis banks. And the same thing there. Find the good water, you're going to get into tuna. No Wahoo reported yet, but they got tuna and Dorado. It seems like the more consistent fishing is on the Pacific side for the boats out of Cabo San Lucas. There, they're getting a pretty good steady striped marlin bite, averaging about 1 to 2 releases per day. They're finding the schools of porpoise and the tuna out about 30 miles, and they're getting some nice tuna, 25 to 50 pounds. All along the beaches, though, some very good rooster fish this time of year. You know, they're getting into that main rooster fish season when you start seeing those really big boys coming in, those 50, 60, 70-pound roosters all along the beaches there. So, yeah, I just don't know when this water is going to just get more, you know, become consistently blue and, you know, 82, 83, 84-degree water like it should be. And then when that happens, once it settles down and get all the currents, you know, get that green water, the cold currents, a more consistent temperature, you're going to see that whole area just take off from Loretto all the way down to the tip of Baja. So it's, you know, there's fish. You just, you got to be in the right area at the right time to get into them.
No doubt about it, Cass, man. And, of course, Cass Tours will put you on the fish at the right place at the right time. And how do we find you if we want to go fishing down in Baja, mainland Mexico, and all the great places you take people?
Well, just give us a call at 800-593-6510. Talk with one of the four daughters or myself, or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And hopefully we'll have a better, more consistent report for you next Saturday. Let's just see what happens with the water temperatures.
Sounds good, Cassman. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Appreciate Bye, boys. That. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that. All right.
And it's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Rich and Bradley. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning. That was a great reminder about the safety equipment that you want to haul around. And with that in mind, hauling stuff around, what do you think is the most comfortable size, Parker, to be able to haul around town on a trailer and still be able to haul your gear and be comfortable offshore?
What size do you recommend? Somebody like Rich wants to take a boat offshore, go tuna fishing. What's the size you would recommend?
And still have it easily trailerable around town, yeah, is what he's saying.
That's the key.
Yeah, probably the 2320.
That's the boat I used to have, and I towed that thing everywhere. And it tows so easily. Two-axle trailer, right, Kevin?
Yep. And it's towable by, you know, like an F-150 or something like that.
Yep, that's exactly
It's not overly huge. It's still an 8.5-foot beam, so it's legal.
And the 8.5-foot beam is still on the 21-footer, right?
And the 21-footer.
So you're just adding a couple feet of length onto the trailer, and which is a lot on the water, honestly. Yeah. But it's not a lot of length and adding cumbersome, you know, trailering around town. It's not a pain in your rear, but it adds a lot when you're on the ocean.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. So, and what would you power that with?
The four-cylinder 200.
Okay. Oh, with the 23?
No, the 21s, and yeah, then the 23s with the 300.
The 300. Yeah. Okay, not the 250.
We go big.
Yeah, because it's interesting.
Same engine.
It's the same engine, and you get better fuel economy because they're heavy boats, right?
Yes, it does need to burn higher octane fuel with that 300.
Okay, not the
to make the 300 horsepower.
Oh,
but they're
I
the
see.
Exact same engines, but we end up putting the 300 on all of the 23-foot boats.
That's yeah,
whether center console or the
just
pilot house,
better performance.
You know, you got the power when you need it.
Because yeah,
if you're hauling ice out and then you're packing bluefin tuna back in,
full bait yeah, tank.
Yeah.
You, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no one ever complains about having too much horsepower.
No.
They will complain if there's not enough.
Right, yeah, exactly.
No doubt about it. Hey, Rich, nice article this week in Western Outdoor News. Great bass fishing article you wrote.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's really been a lot of positive feedback for me from around town and my Facebook friends and things like that. And I really enjoy putting it out for you guys.
All right. Good job, Rich, and thanks for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. Open right now. You want to get your chance to get through, talk to Kevin, have a chance to win a trip on the San Diego, go yellowtail fishing or tuna fishing. There you go.
Full-day fishing with Boog.
And yeah,
we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all Acrit reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's S-N-A-P-P-I-N-S.
38 years ago, my parents started Fastlane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. In studio with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, and having a good time talking Parkers, talking Yamaha.
Yeah, indeed. And you want to get through, we have a line open, 833-288-0973. You have a chance to talk to Kevin. But first, we're going to talk to Mr. Wayne Cotto from CCA. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, and Kevin. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, doing terrific. Now, we talked about it last week, but big event coming up next weekend at the Dana Point Yacht Club. Tell us about it.
Oh, we got the Orange County Chapter Casino Night Sunday, July 28th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the wonderful Dana Point Yacht Club. Just beautiful location on the water. It's $100 per person, $1,000 per table. Guys, you get your food by Harbor Grill, of all places, is catering this for us, guys. Ooh. Great food. You get a couple of beverage certificates. You get $50 in casino chips. You can buy the tickets at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, or you can go online to our Eventbrite page. Everybody wins and has a great time, and CCA grows because of it, guys.
Yeah, indeed. And the prizes are incredible. And, of course, Robbie Gann is the president of that chapter, and he works for Shimano. So I know there's going to be a lot of Shimano stuff.
Oh, but the seven-day long range on the Royal Polaris, Benny Florentino gave us one of his charters. Jimmy Decker's given a charter. We have an 80-quart Engel cooler. We got rods, reels from Daiwa, Okuma, Shimano. We got custom rods being wrapped by Hogan's Bait and Tackle right there in Dana Point. custom rod by Moon's Rods and Custom Rods. We have a Traeger grill, Costa sunglasses, and it goes on and on, guys.
Just wow.
Phenomenal amount of stuff. Can't thank our sponsors enough.
And, of course, all the money goes to saving our fishing and supporting the efforts that you and Chris and everybody at CCA is doing. Okay, once again, what's the website and how do we get tickets?
CCACalifornia.org is our website. You can go to our Eventbrite page. You can see us on Facebook or on Instagram. It's a great thing going on. And then, hey, just real quick, we're down here at Crystal Pier right now with the San Diego Foundation with the Kids Derby. Lots of people lined up. It goes from 8 to noon today.
Oh, great. Down at Crystal Pier, and it's a free event.
Yep.
Take your kid fishing today, right?
8 to noon, yeah. And the San Diego Foundation's doing a really good job taking us over from Captain Ron.
Oh, fantastic. All right, the San Diego Anglers Association there, they really work hard for that. So thanks, Wayne, and look forward to that. That's once again, it's next weekend, right?
Next weekend, July 28th, Sunday, 4
Sunday.
To 8 p.m.
All right, 4 to 8. And, of course, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing has tickets. Thanks, Wayne. Good luck down at the pier today. Appreciate the call this morning. All right, phones are packed up. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's jump into it and talk to Mark. Mark's calling from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How's your day going?
Great.
Good.
This question is for Kevin. What is the best motor to get, an outboard motor for your boat, like a Honda or a Yamaha or, something like that?
Kevin?
Well, very partial to Yamaha. We are a Yamaha dealer.
But for a reason. I mean, they're
absolutely. You turn the key and they run.
And, right. And Mark, I don't know if you missed the beginning of the show, but I have a 150 on my Parker. And I've done so little maintenance to it. I'm not the best, at doing that kind of thing. And let me tell you, it's over 13 years old, and you can't tell that it's even a year old. The thing purrs like unbelievably.
Yeah, I have a 150 Yamaha on my boat, and of course, Ricky has a 300 on his Parker 25.
They're made for salt water.
They're made for salt water. That's key, right?
That's key, and they're tested and proven over the years.
Proven reliability, that's what they say.
And there's the dealer network is much better for Yamaha than it is for Hondas or Suzukis or anything like that.
Well, for example, West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, you have a location here in San Diego as well as your regular location up in Costa Mesa.
Yeah.
So no matter where you are in Southern California, you have a certified Yamaha service center that can take care of that motor.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah. And so if somebody and right now, see, I think it's kind of a Yamaha knows. Right now, you get an extra 2 years on top of your warranty. So you get 5 years on your warranty. But see, Yamahas are so reliable that I think Yamaha knows they're not going to have to worry about that extra warranty for too many boats, right?
No.
Yeah. They're so reliable.
We see engines in there 4,000 or 5,000 hours.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon. And, that's a lot of use.
Yeah.
That gets up there. And I know the commercial guys that use them, they'll take them off at 5,000 hours, and they're still running. They sell them. And it's part of their whole maintenance program is to repower.
Yeah, for sure.
And the OEM manufacturers, too. They're the ones that have given their blessing because of reliability. Whether it's Grady White or Edgewater or Parker or you name them, all except for the Boston Whalers, which is owned by Brunswick, which owns Mercury.
But you talk to all the guys, most of the guys out on the water today, they're running Yamahas.
They're mostly running Yamahas.
The ones that are running Yamahas, right?
They're still running.
I hope that helped you out, Mark. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. There's a reason that people like Yamahas in the saltwater out here because they work.
And the thing is, like my Parker, I mean, I just met Kevin this morning. I don't know Kevin, but I do now, and it's awesome to have had the opportunity to meet him. But my Parker, my Yamaha, isn't because of the show. It's not because of knowing Kevin. It's because I'm purchasing what's right.
What works.
Yeah, absolutely.
What works, yeah, for sure. All right, that did free up a toll-free line at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back into it.
Let's do it. Chuck from Dana Point. Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck wants to win that full-day trip on the San Diego for giving us a call this morning. Thank you, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
You know, Yamaha's, I've raced Yamaha Motocross for a long time, and they overbuild their stuff. They know reliability sells.
That's
long term.
That's true.
And if you got a service center, just like buying Shimano and all these reels that you can take to the place and have them serviced, that's tolls and money right there, you know, longevity wise. But, you know, a new boat owner, the best advice I can give is take that auxiliary class. It'll save your life. You'll learn something from them old timers that you'll use sometime in your boating career. And, when you see logs and stuff out there, call it in. They'll come out and get them.
Yeah.
If it's anywhere by the barber poles and stuff, do everybody a favor and call them in.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense, you know, to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, and then you just look it up online, the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It's a excellent course. Everybody on the water should take it and learn about it. And also the advice we gave about having a safety bag on board, too, I think is very, very important for any boat.
Gear has an expiration date, so keep up on it. You'll be surprised how fast those extinguishers go, you know, with the heat and pounding out there.
Good point.
You got to keep an eye on all that stuff.
Good point, too. And also, I might add, too, if you have an EPIRB, it needs to be serviced. I think it's like every 10 years or something like that, but 10 years goes by pretty quickly. You just keep track on your, and it has to be registered.
Re-registered
every 2 years, and they'll call, send a reminder to you about the, keep that registration up, because then they'll know once it goes off who to contact, how to help out, and all that stuff.
What numbers to call. And those personal EPIRBs for putting in a ditch bag like you do, Pete, are so inexpensive. I mean,
yes.
Inexpensive being $200 to $300.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a pretty reasonable
technology.
Personal EPIRB.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Let's jump back into those phones.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Doug, our good friend Doug from Montebello. Good morning.
Now I got like two questions. Do you guys have a big winch to pull a big fish on a boat? And how much is a ditch bag going to run you with everything inside?
What's the first
question?
Have
a big winch to, what are you talking about? A winch to pull the boat up on the trailer?
No. Until you catch a big 300-pound tuna.
Oh, okay.
You can rig one up. I've got one rigged up with just block and tackle. And, you know, anchor it to a high spot on the boat, you know, your rod rack or something that's going across the roof.
And what's,
and winch the damn thing aboard with a 4-to-1 purchase tackle.
There you go, yeah.
Right.
And here's the cool thing about the newer Parkers now have doors in the transom, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is really a cool addition, right?
Drag it through.
Now, which models have the door in the transom?
The 23 and up center consoles and the pilot houses and the walk-arounds.
What
a
cool deal.
The only thing that doesn't is the 23,
the 25,
and
the 28.
The only thing that doesn't is the 21.
Wow.
Yeah. But if you're like, you know, Ricky, he could get that big... that big tuna that he had, you know, through the door.
Yeah.
It was just too big.
It was too big.
Yeah.
How crazy. You still have to haul it over the side.
Call Parker and tell him to make a bigger
make
door.
Make a bigger door,
for Ricky.
Yeah, that's it. And then as far as the ditch bag, Doug, you could put any amount into it, but I think you could put a really good ditch bag together for less than $500.
I would say for sure.
Yeah.
And that's, you got to remember, it's the necessities that you're going to need. It's things as simple as going back to a Boy Scout and remembering a mirror and remembering just simple little things that really don't cost you anything, Doug.
Yeah. Like I say, my ditch bag has an EPIRB in it. It has a strobe light on it, a water-activated strobe light. It has a handheld VHF radio in it, and it has a couple of inflatable life preservers and some water.
And I'll tell you what I do too, Doug, is a lot of guys, when their flares are out of date and you know, they ditch them and buy the new ones, Well, I've got that in my ditch bag.
And it's got flares in it, too. Yeah, I forgot.
So,
the flares.
So,
yeah.
So I put the outdated ones in there and
in
keep
there.
It, you
extra
know,
ones.
They're still going to work.
They're
yeah.
still going to work. They're just you know, a couple years outdated.
Yeah.
But I rotate that as the new ones come on the boat for the Coast Guard inspection.
Yeah. Yeah. And a company named ACR makes a really cool ditch bag that floats.
That yellow one?
The yellow one. Yeah. And it floats. So when you. It's a ditch bag for a reason. You throw it in the water. You don't want the thing to sink, right? You want it to float. So, yeah. So there you go, Doug. Thanks a lot for the phone call.
Some great questions. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Kevin Kelly, West Coast Marine, having a great time in studio. We're going to be right back on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. Radio.com sports station.
This is Matt Strom from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
This ballgame belongs to my San Diego Padres.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.